If you asked 100 kids what their dream job is, statistically, more than half of them have the same response. Influencer. But less than 1% who try will ever make it. Money, fame, status, to achieve this is bliss. But the brightest dreams leave the darkest ashes when they fall.
Just can't do it anymore, bro. I just can't do it anymore, bro. I can't do it anymore, bro.
Falling off is a lot like quicksand. The harder you fight, the faster it pulls you under. It's not just about losing followers or views, it's about losing your place in a world that moves on without you. And the harder you push to reclaim what you've lost, the more it feels like you're slipping further out of reach. But luckily for Stable Ronaldo, this story isn't about a one-hit wonder. Ronnie Netz, or better known as Stable Ronaldo, comes from a new generation of influencers. One that grew up on the internet, watching their favorite creators since they were 10 years old, just waiting and dreaming of their own opportunity. And that opportunity for Ronaldo came in the shape of Fortnite.
Nick, what's the game called? It's called Fortnite. It's free!
Now, I'd imagine just about everyone here has at least heard of Fortnite, but the sheer scale of that game was unlike anything we've ever seen. The Battle Royale game mode was released in late 2017, and by early 2018, it had turned from a video game into a cultural phenomenon. With 125 million active users 8 months after release, it seemed like everywhere you looked,
Fortnite,
there it was. You couldn't open Snapchat without hordes of victory royales. It was all over the news, TV. Some of the most famous internet creators ever emerged from this game.
Yo, we need that. My man, hold on, chat. We need that.
And they drove Fortnite's popularity through the stratosphere.
Hey, GG, you got band-aids?
Band-aids?
So,
athletes, celebrities, brands, everyone was latching on to the viral rocket ship that was Fortnite. Epic Games redefined what was possible in the gaming world, creating partnerships with media titans like Disney,
Move Master,
hosting in-game concerts with Travis Scott that over 12 million people attended. Countless records that this game set still hold strong to this day. Ninja is still the most followed person on Twitch. Despite leaving the platform in 2019, he's still 4 million followers clear of Kai Cenat. But tying this back into Stable Ronaldo, Fortnite had a developing competitive scene. In 2019, they hosted the Fortnite World Cup. In a sold-out arena with 23,000 watching in person and another 2.3 million viewers watching online, the game's top players competed head-to-head for a piece of the $30 million prize pool. Now, Ronaldo placed only 170th in this tournament, but from there, he quickly excelled. 5 months later, at the next major Fortnite event, Ron and his three teammates took home first place at the FNCS Grand Finals. And with that came a check of 200 grand.
Okay, so when you made that money, what was the first thing you spent your money on?
I bought off-white UNCs.
All of a sudden, at just 16 years old, this kid's making more than most people's annual salary by playing Fortnite over the weekend. He's a top name in the biggest esport in the entire world. So what does he do? He starts streaming it, grinding YouTube, playing the content game. And his success was virtually instant.
Like, I got like 50 viewers off the bat because people obviously heard about my name. Everyone was like, oh, you won the tournament. You must be good, so we're going to watch you. And
for
then,
your gameplay.
Yeah.
In his first month of streaming, Stable Ronaldo would gain over 15,000 Twitch followers and peaked at 9,510 viewers in just one stream. Almost overnight, he had successfully capitalized on one of the single largest internet waves ever, and the timing couldn't have been better.
Breaking news, stay at home. That is the order tonight from four state governors as the coronavirus pandemic spreads.
Now, COVID sucked, we all know that. But with the entire world stuck inside their homes, social media traffic skyrocketed. Within the first few weeks of quarantine, online browsing increased by 70%, and streaming platforms like Twitch saw an increase of 80% in total watch time hours gained. And Ronaldo cashed in on this momentum. He began collaborating with other massive names in Fortnite, like Klix, Unknown Army, Krennikopf, and his fan base grew tenfold. By August of 2020, Ron had more than 600,000 followers on Twitch, and he got there in less than a year. When he first started out, Ronaldo was known as more of a competitive player. But to hang with the best, it really was a never-ending grind. You're constantly having to improve, or you'll get eaten alive. Ron realized he was beginning to fall behind the curve and shifted his focus from being the best competitor to fully embracing the content creator role. And this shift really unlocked a new side of Ronaldo's personality. He switched things up a bit, loosened up his content, rolled out new series like Watch Parties. Some of his most memorable moments of all time came from this era. I'd say it was somewhere around this time that Ron had really solidified himself as a top streamer in the entire world. Consistently averaging 10, 20, and even 30,000 viewers every time he went live, there were few names ahead of him on the charts. The content creator money far exceeded what he was making on the competitive side. At just 17 years old, Ronaldo had done it. He had achieved what every kid dreams of. He was a full-time influencer, and he was making millions. But it wasn't long before the cracks began to appear. The world was reopening from quarantine. Fortnite's player base was dwindling, and honestly, it seemed that Ron's ego was leading to his own demise.
I came up so quickly that, like, I took advantage of it, but, like, to be honest with you, I was humble, but I wasn't. I'm making so much money. I'm young. I was like, bro, I could, like, swipe my card, and it's going to work every time. You know what I'm saying?
I was like, I could have 10,000 viewers, 20,000 viewers, 30,000 viewers, and they're all going to watch no matter what.
And then when I started to notice viewership go down, I was like, damn, I don't even want to go live, to be honest.
You see, social media is an unforgiving stage. Every influencer and creator out there has a shelf life. Whether you once loved their vlogs or their personality captivated an entire generation, inevitably, we as an audience get bored, forget, we move on.
Once you lose your core community, you lose your fan base, and that's how it is.
In late 2022, Stable Ronaldo realized that the first domino to this nightmare scenario had fallen. With viewership in a continuous decline and a soul-crushing breakup, Ron's mental health spiraled to a dark place.
First girlfriend broke up with me, I was losing money, I was complete opposite side of the war for my family. My career was like really low, and I kind of just sat inside all day, and I was like,
for how long?
It was bad. It was like 9 months.
There's so many nights where I wanted to myself.
Trying my best, man. I'm trying to stream every single day. I'm trying to get 10 hours a day, bro. It's fucking hard, man. It's fucking hard when I wake up and I look in the mirror and I see disappointment, bro. I'm a fucking failure, bro.
I just used to feel so good about myself, and it felt like the internet would tear me down for every small thing.
Before I started my stream today, I was just so sad, and, you know, I don't know. I just, like, I wasn't depressed, but I was just like, wow, like, I hate my life type of thing.
Every single thing I did, if I went live, the whole chat would be like, why do you have 700 viewers? Why do you have 800 viewers?
Bro, it gets to you. Like, some nights I'm, like, thinking, and I'm just like, wow, like, I'm just, like, people hate me, or like people like I get emotional sometimes. Like, it's crazy because people don't think it gets to you, but it does. It really does.
And I've been just like faking being happy on stream. I'm just gonna be straight up.
A lot of people told me I fell off.
He tried to be an IRL streamer and failed miserably.
I was like really low on my career. I wasn't making money, and I was like, oh, I was a hump. I thought nothing could get better. I thought it was the end. I remember telling my mom I don't know what to do. I was praying every day. It was like a downfall after the new phase for like a whole year during 2023, and then Fortnite announced OG Fortnite.
In November 2023, OG Fortnite was released, and with it came a wave of over 100 million players eager to relive the nostalgic moments they had made just a few years ago.
That sparked like millions and millions and millions and millions of people. So I was like, damn, I'm gonna take advantage of this because I was like a Fortnite streamer back then.
This was one of the biggest blowups ever for a video game in a long time. And I remember seeing this and I was like, holy, I go, this is my last chance to try this again and give it my all.
I remember the first 2 weeks I was averaging still like 1,000 to 2,000 viewers, and everyone around me, like Clix was averaging like 60K to 100K, Mongrel was averaging like 50K.
Holy crap. And it was so intimidating because I was going in there with, you know, 500, 800 viewers, which is still good. It was intimidating because I was known as one of the big dogs at the time, and now it's like,
damn, like everyone's coming back besides me.
I challenged myself to not care about the numbers and stream for 250 hours minimum.
So every single day I streamed 10 hours straight. So it was like 250 to 300 hours. I think I took like 2 days break because I got banned or something like that. And I gained like 180 to 220,000 like followers on Twitch that month, which is crazy.
That's huge.
And I started averaging like 5K viewers again.
And it slowly started to come to me. Blessings on blessings. I started collabing with bigger streamers. I started collabing with like Speed, Clix, all my friends.
Some nights I would get 7,000 viewers. The next night I would get like 8,000. Then it'd be like 5,000, 6,000. Then there's some nights where I even had 10,000. And those were like the first times I've ever seen it in like years. When it clicked in my head, I was like, I can really take advantage of this and come back. I started to. So I started streaming nonstop Fortnite again. And then I was like, I'm gonna do it the right way this time. I'm gonna leave Fortnite properly. It happened like so naturally. Like, unironically, I think it happened when I bought my car.
Just about every kid has a car that comes to mind when they get asked, what's your dream car? But most never have the chance to one day own it.
Introducing my 2023 992 911 GT3. Oh my God. Once I got the GT3 on my birthday, I averaged 25,000 viewers.
And it was, you were IRL streaming?
That's the thing, I was IRL streaming. And then I was doing it after that, and people were still watching. It was like 15,000, 20,000 people were still watching.
And it clicked in my head. People like me for me, they love seeing me win.
So then the next day, instead of just getting on Fortnite, I just did another IRL segment.
Somebody smell like
shit! And I had like 10,000, 12,000. And then so on and so forth, it just kept happening, And I would slowly start to like stop playing Fortnite every single day. And honestly, it worked out perfectly. Like, I don't remember how it happened, but it just one day I just stopped playing.
Call it a coincidence, but at the same time Ron was rebranding himself, FaZe was in the process of completely restructuring the entire organization. You see, FaZe has been in the game for a long time, and they've had their ups and downs, but the one thing they've always done is find a way to entertain the masses. It had become increasingly difficult to stick out in the gaming world since everyone and their mother saw the prize money players were getting for just being good at video games. It seemed like every kid was grinding before school, after school, on the weekends, with the hopes of one day making millions of dollars playing their favorite video game. And with an increase in supply of gaming meant the demand starts to dwindle. It started to become more and more evident that IRL streaming was up next. You had names like Kai Cenat, Hassan, Trainwrex, all averaging tens of thousands of viewers per stream. And like I said before, FaZe always finds a way to entertain. In the restructuring of FaZe, they decided it was best to clean house. So out with the old, and in with the new. Just a few months after Ron was brought onto the team, FaZe recruited a whole new cast of internet personas, including Jason, Lacey, Silky, and Max, which would inevitably become the start of the new FaZe era. Jason and Lacey were already friends with Ron at the time, because they had made content together in the past, but now they were going to be living together. Making viral clips would turn into just another day at the office.
We started to do this thing called clip farming, I guess.
The trend right now is clip farming, which is like you purposely try to go for something that's gonna get posted on TikTok,
Instagram stuff, Twitter, whatever it is, but it's just who we are.
I don't care where I'm at, I don't care the context, like, I'm a troll.
You can't hear me, a 13-year-old! You sick man!
I was labeled as one of the people who's clip farming, which the joke came in that I'm the clip.
Lip sync! No, it ruins it! It's better!
God, dang it.
No, it's better if you don't lip sync! What are you talking about?
Oh,
how is it gonna go viral? I did payphone! I know what goes viral! I am the clip!
The clip farming started to go viral. I started getting known for that, so people started tuning into my streams more and clipping what I did, which helped me obviously grow.
The snowball of success just wouldn't stop. In August of this year, FaZe announced their first major event since the rebranding. A month-long subathon where all six members of the new FaZe would be streaming 24 hours a day.
That's right. 30 days of continuous streaming with the FaZe Boys 24/7.
Are you kidding me?
Yo, that's him.
Anyway. I got you, Max!
The success of FaZe and Ron were conjoined at the hip, and as the group's numbers kept rising and rising, Ron was literally everywhere. By the time the subathon was over, all six of the members that were involved were ranked in the top 20 watch streamers of September, with Ron climbing the ranks all the way to the number one spot.
I didn't think I could come back this way. Like, I think anyone can do it. It was just my mindset. I was like, I can't quit. That's it. Like, do I want to live knowing that, like, I quit on something or, like, at least go out and try and give it my all?
At the end of the day, it's you versus you. Like, it sounds so cliche and corny, but, like, that mindset changed me. And it changed my mentality because I realized at the end of the day, nobody really is coming to save you. I could fall off again tomorrow, but I'm going to do it again. I'm going to do what I did right now. I'm going to do it again. I'm going to keep trying. I'm going to keep being great. And yeah, I'm going to keep pushing. I love making content, and that's why I always love YouTube. I'm grateful for you guys giving me another opportunity at life even. Thank you guys for believing in me. Not enough creators talk about how grateful you need to be. I'm extremely grateful for every opportunity. I appreciate everyone watching this, even the haters, even people who hate on me.
Swear to God, when I mean this, I might get sad saying this. I gotta hide my face. I went through like such a rough year, and like the fact that y'all like supported me through it all, man, I really do appreciate it.
Like a lot.
Damn, I didn't think I'd cry, but I really do appreciate y'all, bro. Like seriously, it's not even about the viewers. It's not about that. It's just the fact that like so many close people didn't give up on me, and I really do appreciate y'all, bro. For real.